This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, we are nearing the end of the first week of many, 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 many weeks of the new daily Radio Boston. And while a lot's been going on here on the radio, we've had a great dialogue going on with you, our listeners, online. WBUR's Adam Ragusea and Andrew Phelps join me now to review the week in comments and tweets. Hey, guys.
Hi, Meghna.
Hey.
So, Andrew, that online conversation includes a new Boston news blog, yours, called Hubbub.
That's right, WBUR.org/Boston is probably the quickest way to get there.
And one item there that got some really sweet comments had to do with our own Sonari Glinton, who reported on the obituary of soul singer Lena Horne this week.
Yeah, I walked over to his desk and asked him, well, let's just listen to what I asked him. What is it about Lena Horne?
I mean, she is funny, classy, and amazingly sexy. And of course, she taught me my ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That, of course, is
nice.
Lena Horne on Sesame Street, some 30-something odd years ago.
Okay, so Janine Cook says about that, thank you for this story. Reading it and rewatching the videos brought tears to my eyes. I grew up watching Sesame Street, and Lena Horne made a huge impression on me.
The world has lost an icon and a soldier in the Army of Civil Rights, says Teresa Owens. To quote Beyonce, without Lena Horne, the doors would be closed for a lot of black entertainers today.
Wow, Beyonce and Lena Horne in the same comment. Well, you can watch that video and read Sonari's remembrance on Hubbub. Just visit WBUR.org/Boston and click on Hubbub.
So, Meghna, one place where we did catch a bit of flack online this week was your interview yesterday with Jill Stein. We, of course, have been talking to all the Massachusetts gubernatorial candidates this week. Andrew has dubbed it Gooberfest.
Gooberpalooza.
And Jill Stein is, of course, the Green Rainbow candidate in that race.
Sorry, Dario asks, why did Jill Stein get 10 minutes when everyone else got 30? I've never been more irritated by NPR. I hope they apologize to her profusely and ask her back for another round of questions.
Okay, so here's what we're saying to Dario. Dario, we will, of course, be asking the Green Rainbow candidate back for more, but we do want to correct your math on this one. Jill Stein did get 10 minutes. The Republican nominee, Charlie Baker, got 12. And Deval Patrick, the incumbent, did get 24, but he is, of course, the sitting governor, and so we figure there's just a lot more to talk about with him.
And we've got 6 months to go before Election Day.
Absolutely.
I definitely want to talk to all the candidates again, and we will, so look forward to that.
Meghna, finally, some of our heaviest traffic this week was about Adam's story on Monday about Boston's crosswalk buttons.
Right. So this was what I brought to light here was that the city has 166 intersections, mostly downtown, where pressing the button doesn't actually do anything during certain times of day. It's because the walk signal is triggered automatically during pedestrian heavy hours.
By the way, we put up a Google map of all the intersections in question. You can find that at WBUR.org/Boston. And I should say we have almost 20,000 views on that map.
Nice.
So far.
And I have to say that I think the most common response to that story was, I knew it!
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, though, my favorite response to that story was a tweet from MC Slim JB, who's a Boston restaurant critic and food blogger, and he linked to the piece, and he wrote,
placebo crossing buttons at traffic lights, e.g. near Hammersley's Bistro, old suspicions confirmed.
I love that because I'm imagining him on Tremont Street, like, frantically pushing the button, like, come on, I need my fig and blue cheese brioche pudding, come on!
Well, you never ever want to get between Boston foodies and their Hammersley's. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea and Andrew Phelps, thank you so much for the updates.
Thank you very much.